Hello and welcome to Coffee with Cindy, a weekly devotion to strengthen and encourage you. Here is your host, Cindy Lauterbach.
Since when does the word perfect mean anything to God? I looked up perfect in the dictionary and found it defined as complete, without defect or blemish. Some synonyms are unblemished, unmarred, free from physical or moral spots or stains, unbroken, whole, intact, complete in every respect, having all necessary qualities. Well, with these words, who's perfect? Are you? Am I? Certainly not. If God was waiting for us to be perfect before he ever used us, well, it would never happen. It's so comforting to me to know that God uses people who are not perfect. And guess what? I'm one of them, and you are too. Now, not being perfect doesn't get us off the hook or make us ineligible to be used by God. In fact, that's the very thing that God looks for in those he chooses to use. The Bible is filled with people who have missed it, full of people who have made poor choices, and yet they're the very ones God chose to use. So many times we hear all about the heroes of the Bible and neglect to hear about their failures. Many of them have failed miserably. They're flawed, imperfect human beings, just like many of us are. Starting in the book of Genesis, Adam and Eve, they missed it when they disobeyed God and ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Moses, when the children of Israel were in the wilderness and complained because they had no water, God told Moses to speak to the rock and water would come out. However, Moses decided to hit it instead. Because of his disobedience, Moses was not allowed to enter the land of Canaan. And then there's Abraham, who took things into his own hands by listening to his wife Sarah, resulting in Hagar, Sarah's maidservant, becoming pregnant with Abraham's child. Now Noah, he did great things for God, but he fell into the sin of drunkenness. Regardless of who you are and of how mightily God uses you, we are never immune to sin and failure. Look at Jonah refusing to obey God and go to Nineveh. He decided instead to go to Joppa, and how God forgave him when he repented. Then there's Jacob, stealing the birthright from his twin brother Esau. Later, he's referred to as one of the great patriarchs, and King David having an affair with Bathsheba, putting her husband on the front lines of the battlefield so he would be killed. All these and many more made mistakes, poor choices. And yet God had mercy for them when they repented, when they cried out to him for help. So what sin or sins have you committed? What poor choices have you made? Are any like the ones I just mentioned? Maybe feelings of guilt have overwhelmed you. Your mind is overcome with regret. Right now, you don't think it's even possible for God to ever use you. You know what's amazing? Regardless of the sins that were committed, regardless of the errors that were made, the poor choices, God always heard the cries of those who repented, and he forgave them and used them. It doesn't matter what you've done. You're forgiven if you ask. And as if his forgiveness wasn't enough, I have more good news for you. He still chooses to use you, yes, you, with all your mistakes, all your poor decisions. He still chooses to use you. It's up to each of us if we'll say yes or no. May we always say yes. The Bible clearly states that we all have sinned. We've all fallen short. There's none righteous. No, not one. Failures are not the end. They're opportunities for growth, if we'll allow God to use them. Another thing I want to mention, it doesn't matter how many times we've fallen short. The important thing is that we get back up again and again and again. Going to God, asking for His forgiveness, not just once or twice, but for however many times we miss it. All the people I mentioned who failed, God wasn't angry with them. He was there waiting with open arms, ready to forgive them. And He's there for you too, with the same arms, open, wide, ready to forgive you too. If you ask, God always there, ready to restore the moment we ask. But we must first repent and ask for His forgiveness in order for Him to give it to us. God doesn't expect or even look for us to be perfect. He still picks you, still picks me, in spite of all our failings, our weaknesses. God, nonetheless, has a purpose for us to fulfill. Say yes when He nudges you on the shoulder. Say yes when He speaks to your heart. Say yes to whatever it is He asks you to do for Him. Acts 13, verse 22 says this. Here Jesus is speaking, and He says, I have found David, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do. Like David, may Jesus say of us that we said yes to everything He asked us to do. Say yes.
Thank you for joining Cindy for this week's devotion. We hope that you were encouraged and that you subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. We look forward to getting together with you again next week.